Very excited about it. I mean, obviously, everybody knows about our past games and how physical this football game is going to be. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a huge challenge for us.
From a defensive standpoint, they have so many playmakers on offense. Can you talk about trying to defend that?
You got to get to the quarterback. I think they live off of big plays. They have a big play running back, have several big play wide receivers, and a big play tight end, and obviously everyone knows the capabilities of Michael Vick. So I think it all starts with him, and we got to definitely put a lot of pressure on him and make sure that he can allow them to get to those long, deep routes.
Justin, can you tell early in a game if a quarterback is playing tentative or wounded? Obviously, Vick was hurt last week. He's going to try to play. We expect him to. But can you sense that in a QB, and can you take advantage of it?
Well, I think you can sense it after you hit him a few times. If we don't get to him, then it really doesn't matter. But if he plays, he'll be healthy. I don't think they would put him out there and risk losing him for a month or two. With him re-aggravating something. So if he plays, he's healthy, and we're going to approach it as if so.
Justin, how do you explain six losses in a row?
I explain it by saying they had more points in each of those six games than we did.
I mean, is it the type of thing that each game is independent of another? Is there a common thread being a matchup?
With those six games, they outplayed us, simple as that.
How much does that fuel your fire? Even more so than usual?
Doesn't matter. I mean, if we had won six in a row, I still want to beat them. I mean, everybody puts all their emphasis in it. The fact of the matter is all that stuff in the past, it's in the past. It's not going to help us prepare for today. That's what we're doing. We put all that behind us, and we're focusing on what we need to beat them this year, because we can't beat them last year.